ABC News.
The largest ever survey of Australian renters has found many are on the brink of a financial precipice due to this pandemic. The Australian Housing and Urban Research Institute questioned 15,000 renters in July and August to reveal the effect COVID-19 is having on evictions and requests for assistance. And it found 5% had been issued with eviction notices, and a third had or planned to request rent reductions or deferrals. Report author Professor Emma Baker says while measures such as eviction moratoriums have been effective for some, insecurity due to COVID remains for many renters.
You almost should take this snapshot and remember that behind it, a whole lot of people are on deferred rent. So that means they've got reduced rent, but they have to pay it back in the future. And we don't know what's going to happen with that.
We don't know. The CEO of the New South Wales Tenants Union, Leo Patterson-Ross, says that it's a problem that's going to have to be dealt with as the full rents eventually become due.
It matches up very much with what we've been hearing all the way through this pandemic and what we continue to hear from people calling, particularly as JobSeeker and JobKeeper are wound back, that they're very worried about talking to their landlord and renegotiating, particularly when they've already tried to negotiate and it hasn't gone well.
This found that about 60% reported a change to their employment or income circumstances. Is that consistent with your experience?
I think, you know, it's a really fine number, and it really shows just how widespread the impact is. We have been hearing from people consistently across a range of population groups, across a range of populations, that they have been impacted in different ways. There have been some areas where it's been even higher than 60% and some areas are lower, but across the state, I think that matches up.
About a third said they would need additional support in the next 12 months, saying they had requested or were planning to ask for a rent deferral. Is that the situation in New South Wales? How common are such rent deferrals?
People have been trying to get the support that they need. And really, that doesn't mean rent deferral. That means a rent reduction. Whether that comes out of the rent from the landlord or whether it's supported by government, what tenants need is for their living costs to reduce to match their ability to pay. And this has been a real issue for people over the last 6-7 months, that they have been trying to get the assistance and it hasn't been forthcoming.
I think the ABC's heard of a man in Queensland, in Brisbane, in fact, who's facing eviction because his rental deferral agreement isn't being honoured. Is that common?
So rent deferrals really are rent arrears by any other name. And unfortunately, in Queensland, where the government has removed the eviction moratorium, it does mean that the rent arrears can be collected and people will be evicted. In New South Wales, people are being evicted not by rent arrears if they're COVID impacted, but by using other measures like no grounds evictions, where the landlord doesn't have to give a reason, and that makes it really hard to track, which is what makes these kind of surveys so valuable to showing the widespread problems that the COVID pandemic has caused.
The report found about 5% had received an eviction notice. Does that sound about right?
Look, you know, that's people who've answered the survey question. We have not seen a real slowdown in evictions across COVID. In New South Wales, our eviction moratorium was tightly focused on rent arrears and for people who were COVID impacted. So a person who was in rent arrears but only lost 20% of their income, they were vulnerable to a rent arrears eviction since June of this year. So we have seen a lot of people being moved out of their homes. We've also seen a lot of people who haven't been evicted but have had to leave because they simply can't afford to stay without that rent reduction.
As you point out, without a rent reduction, any deferral of rent is just kicking the can down the road. They don't have reduced rent. They might have reduced rent at the moment, but they have to pay it back at some time in the future. Is this a bit of a ticking time bomb?
We think this is going to cause impact for years to come because, you know, people who are renting are already paying a high proportion of their income on their rent, and that reduces their ability to save. We know this is already a problem in relation to home ownership, property ownership. This is going to be a problem if you've accrued a debt during COVID. Unless your income rapidly increases and goes to above what you were on before COVID, you're going to be struggling to keep paying off that debt on top of all your other living costs that haven't reduced. So this is something that is going to impact people's housing, is going to impact people's finances for years to come if we don't get some a better approach to dealing with the impacts of COVID.
What about those who are facing eviction or have faced eviction? What do they do then? Is it simply a matter of having to move a little further out to find a cheaper residence?
We have seen a lot of moves from the inner city and the middle ring to the outer edges of Sydney and to even, you know, the regional areas. Vacancy rates around the edges of Sydney are actually at the lowest they've been for many years. That's also true in a lot of regional towns. People have been moving to try and survive this pandemic, but that puts pressure on communities that were already the last hope for people on lower incomes. So we really do need to see a coordinated approach to making sure that people can actually have a home to live in, but also during pandemic, stay safe and stay healthy.
What about the other side of this? The landlords themselves, of course, might be facing similar financial pressures. They might have mortgage deferrals that are becoming due as well. They still have to pay the bills. Don't they need to actually charge the rent that they require to make the business work?
Absolutely. And, you know, we called very early on for a different approach to the mortgage deferrals. Those interest payments, or the interest amount continuing to accrue, was deeply unfair, and it should have been addressed by the federal government. But we also need to ask ourselves some hard questions about the structure of our renting system in Australia. We've set up a whole lot of people as landlords who maybe aren't actually well equipped to deal with this kind of pandemic. They probably need more support, but maybe we should actually look at different models of providing property so that it's not, so that this heavy weight when a crisis comes along isn't weighing so heavily on one individual or one family.
That's the CEO of the New South Wales Tenants Union, Leo Patterson Ross.